So I'm going to do my best to keep it simple. I know it might be a little long. I tend to preach really long anyway. I don't know how this is going to work out in Chinese translation.
我一般讲到很长, 所以我不知道怎么样今天会是怎么样的情况, 不过我们会尽力而为。
Amen. Will you pray with me?
请跟我一起祷告。
Gracious Father in heaven, we thank you so much for today.
慈悲的天父, 我们为今天来感谢你。
That you would love us, that you would be the reason for our thankfulness.
因为你爱我们,
and God, as we prepare to enter your worship and to hear your word today, we ask for your spirit to guide us and to lead us into this thanksgiving.
主我当我们一杯心来领受你话的时候,
and Father, as we remember all the things that you've done and for the reasons that we are thankful, Father, we want to shout out to you, bless the Lord, O my soul.
我们要颂赞主为你所为我们做的一切。
God, let this be a blessing to us as we remember you in everything that we do.
主啊,当我们纪念你的时候, 愿这成为我们蒙福的时间。
And bless the time that we have.
祝福我们以下的时间。
Whether young or old, whether Korean or Chinese, we gather together to worship you.
不管中国人,韩国人,或者是年长的, 年轻的, 我们同心来敬拜你。
We thank you, Lord.
我们感谢,
in Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告,
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Woo! Welcome everybody.
欢迎大家.
Okay. So I want to start off today by going over some of the things that, the top 10 reasons to be thankful. Top 10 things, reason to be thankful. This is something I got from Psychology Today. And it's really good stuff.
So, okay. 我今天要跟大家分享来自今日心理学站所提出十个感恩的理由。
The first reason, be thankful for growing older. No one, not everyone gets that opportunity. Death.
为能够变老来感恩，因为不是每一个人都有这个机会。
It's more common than not. In fact, growing old with grace is a rare and beautiful thing.
其实健康还有优雅的老化是一件罕见而美丽的礼物。
Be thankful that you are educated.
如果你有受教育,你要感恩。
That you have the ability to read and to learn.
因为你有阅读的能力跟学习的能力。
That we can read this book.
你可以读这本圣经。
That wasn't in Psychology Today, I added that part.
这不是心理学的,是牧师说的。
Be thankful if you had to wait in line in a supermarket or a restaurant for Thanksgiving dinner or any of the Thanksgiving festivities.
如果你不得得在超级市场或餐厅等候你的感恩节晚餐,你要感恩。
And praise the Lord, I finally got to eat at Koi Palace some dim sum. I was there first in line.
赞美主,他终于可以到那个餐馆去吃点心。
Remember. Yes. Be thankful that we can afford it, that we have money in our pockets, that we can have a place to eat and a place to enjoy each other's company.
感谢神,你口袋里有钱,我们可以互相的陪伴。
And when we forget of those blessings, remember that there are other lines, lines such as in St. Anthony's.
当你忘记这些恩典之后,想起有些人必须在一些慈善机构等候他们的感恩节晚餐。
Be thankful for the ability to pay your bills and to be able to pay rent.
感谢神,你有这样的能力可以支付账单跟租金。
Remember in the Lord's Prayer we prayed to give us our daily bread.
因为在主祷文我们说,求主给我们每日的灵粮。
And there are still many out there who do not have the ability to even have their basic necessities met.
有许许多多的人满,根本没有办法满足基本的需要。
Be thankful that if you have to wake up early in the morning to go to work, to fight traffic.
如果你日子之前就要赶去上班, 遇到交通阻塞?
Because think about it, if you didn't have something to do, what would you do with your life?
想想看, 如果你没有什么东西做, 你如何来度过你的余生?
Never having to wonder what your days will be spent with is something that gives purpose and meaning in our lives.
当我们有东西去做的时候, 就给我们生命中的意义跟价值。
Be thankful when you have to spend lots of money on gas because we live here in the Tri-Valley area.
感谢神,我们住在山谷里面, 所以我们必须花很多钱来加油。
To commute into the Silicon Valley.
到硅谷去上班。
Be thankful if you have to stand in the rain for a bus or for BART.
如果你必须等候公共汽车的时候要感恩。
You have ways of getting around.
因为你有办法去上班。
Be thankful even when your kids are yelling at each other.
当你的小孩互相尖叫的时候你要感恩。
Because the truth is a lot of people don't have children to love.
因为有些人没有小孩去爱。
Remember, there's always bumps in the road.
记得人生总会有颠簸。
But love makes things easier.
可是爱使它容易些。
Remember your husbands and wives, even when they're yelling at you.
记得你的配偶，甚至他向你尖叫的时候。
I know this is hard to do for my wife.
我知道对我的太太，这是很难做的一件事情。
Be thankful for having a loving life, that someone you can grow old with.
感谢神，你有一个人跟你一起慢慢变老。
A partner in life.
有人生的伴侣。
Remember that more than half the population doesn't have a significant other.
在美国，不到一半的人口有人生的伴侣。
Having a partner is a blessing that needs to be counted several times over.
拥有人生的伴侣是一个你需要常常感恩的祝福。
Be thankful even when you're 45 years old that your parents are still telling you how to live your life.
要感恩，就算你已经45岁了，你的父母还叫你怎么过日子。
I love you guys.
我爱你们。他的父母今天在现场。
Even if they're no longer living with you.
如果他们不再跟你住在一起。
Take time to be thankful for them.
花点时间来感恩他们。
I know for my parents I'm thankful because they introduced me to God.
对我来说，我很感恩我的父母，因为他们把神介绍给我。
Be thankful when you sit down with loved ones at dinner.
跟你跟你的亲人坐下来一起敬晚餐的时候，要感恩。
Look at everyone in the eyes.
看着他们的眼睛。
And think of everything and everyone that made it possible for that moment.
想起所有让这些变成可能的一些人。
Love them with gratitude.
用一个感激的心来爱他们。
For sharing time with each other.
因为他们愿意跟你共享美好的时光。
And that was the top 10 list.
这就是十大感恩的理由。
Amen.
Amen.
So just a few short days ago, we celebrated Thanksgiving.
几天前我们庆祝了感恩节。
And it's really such an incredible shame that as a nation, we only set aside one day a year to give thanks to God.
令人遗憾的是作为一个国家我们只有一天每年只拿出一日来感谢上帝。
This should be a part of our daily routine to set time apart to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
其实我每天都要花点时间来感谢神感谢主耶稣基督。
For have given me so richly and for blessing me without cease.
因为他是不尽息的在祝福着我们。
See, it's unfortunate. Even as I was shopping earlier this month as I went to Valley Fair.
早些时候我在圣何西的 Valley Fair 购物的时候。
Something very interesting happened.
我发现一件非常有趣的事。
There were no stores that, said Thanksgiving or Happy Thanksgiving. In fact, it was all aboutBlack Friday sales.
感恩节好像几乎被那些商店忽略的，所有的是关于圣诞节的促销，还有打折的。
In fact, instead of having these things that says Happy Thanksgiving or things that recognizes God in our lives, everything was about commercialism. The terms Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays for that matter.
整个装饰都关于他们的促销，根本没有人说圣诞快乐，也没有人提到我们的主耶稣的诞生。
And even then, there was no mention of the Lord's birth.
根本没有提到主耶稣基督的诞生。
What was noticeably absent was the paper pilgrims that used to decorate stores.
很显然的，缺席的就是用来装饰这些朝圣的圣者。
And the truth is, as soon as we finish buying our costumes and candies, and when Halloween is over, the commercialization of Christmas starts.
其实一旦大力推销购物还有糖果的万圣节结束我们的圣诞节的那个商业化就开始出现。
And instead of thinking about Jesus and just his birth and his love for God's love for humanity in the incarnation, we are bombarded with Santa Claus and snowmen.
我们应该是被主道成肉身来思考这件事可是反而我们都被圣诞老人跟雪人所轰炸。
But as God's chosen people,
但作为蒙神拣选的人
as His holy tribe,
成为他的君尊的祭司
we that are in this church,
我们所有在这里这个教会的每一个弟兄姐妹
it's only fitting that we should focus our thoughts not only for today, but every day.
我们应该集中思想，不只是在这个感恩的季节，而是每一天。
Upon the goodness of God and our thanks and gratitude towards Him.
专注于神的良善。
For all that He has done.
和他的感恩之极。
Therefore, today we are talking about thanksgiving.
为他的所事，为他的所做的一切，因此我们今天就要来谈感恩节。
Psalms 103, the passage we just read, is known as David's Hallelujah Chorus.
我们刚读的诗篇104篇被称为大卫的哈利路亚合唱团。
Amen. And in that chorus, David addresses his innermost being, his deep, deep, deep soul.
在这首诗歌的里面，大卫在对他的内在人来说话。
And he's reminding himself that he needs to bless the Lord for all that he has done for him and Israel.
他正在提醒自己要为神、为他还有为以色列所做的一切来感谢、称颂神。
So in this psalm, David is instructing his own soul. So you must praise God.
在这诗篇中，他正在指教自己的灵魂要赞美主。
And this is the premise of understanding this passage.
这对于完全了解这段经文是非常重要的。
Amen.And the Bible says in verse 1 and 2, Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits.
第一节第二节说到，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
It is a prayer of blessing and praises to God.
这是对上帝的称颂和赞美的祈祷。
It is unlike our normal prayers.
这跟我们一般的祷告很不一样。
Because there is no request.
没有祈求。
There is no petition.
没有请愿。
There is no plea, God help me in this prayer.
没有恳求，请上帝帮助我。
This is just a pure, unadulterated thank you, God.
是纯粹的感谢上帝。
To say the least, David was awestruck by God's blessings.
大卫实在对大地的祝福感到震惊。
Could you imagine David doing this, looking down on his own life?
你能想想看，大卫自己思考自己的生命。
And instead of complaining, oh God, the burdens of being king.
他不是在抱怨作为王的负担。
He started counting his blessings.
他正在数算自己的祝福。
It dawned upon David how much God has done for him, even in his troubles.
因为大卫知道，就在他的困难当中，他知道上帝为了他所做的一切。
He realized how good God has been and how undeserving he was of all these blessings.
他意识到上帝是多么的良善，以及他是多么的不值得得到这些祝福。
So from deep within inside of himself,
因此从他内心的深处，
as that love and as that understanding grows,
他涌出他真实的感受，
he's overwhelmed by these blessings.
他被这些
And he has to shout out to the heavens, Bless the Lord, O my soul!
他必须向天称颂说，感谢上帝，称颂主。
And it is with this song,
这是这篇诗篇
that he recognized who God was.
他承认神的所事。
Now, I want to share with you, I work with some incredible men in this office.
我跟许多伟大的人一起在这里上班。
And we talk on a weekly, daily basis almost.
我们几乎每一天都有交谈。
But you know one person that I don't even have to hear to know that he's here.
有一个人我甚至不用知道说他已经在这里。
Because I always hear his songs or his humming.
因为他常常在那边唱歌。
And that man is Elder Larry.
那个就是。
If there's one person who understands the joy and the blessings in his life,
如果有人真正了解他生命的喜乐，就是这位。
If you don't know him,
如果你不认识他，
please sit down and talk to him.
请你跟他交谈。
Great stories of China way back when.
他有许许多多美好中国的故事。
And I can see that in life, that God's fingerprints was upon him.
我看见上帝在他生命的作为。
And that he really understands those blessings.
他明白上帝在他生命的祝福。
In fact, so much so.
其实。
When it was in summertime, I hear him humming, Joy to the world, the Lord has come. That's just pure undulterated praise to God.
就是纯粹的要来感谢上帝。
And this is what David is doing.
这就是大卫所做的。
He's deep in emotion and all the passions that he had, and he put it all into praising God with all of his heart.
他真的是掏心掏肺在那里来赞美神。
And this is the truth about how to overcome bad things in your life.
这就是怎么样克服你生命当中的难处。
Because even myself, whether in marriage, in ministry, in relationships,
不管是在人际关系，在我的事工，在我的婚姻当中，
when I'm overwhelmed and feel like, man, I can't do this,
当我觉得困难重重的时候，
I count my blessings.
我数算我的恩典。
And after I go to 100, 200 blessings and everything that I think about,
当我可以想到100, 200个恩典的时候,
I feel incredibly silly that I even put that before God.
我觉得自己好愚昧,
because when we recognize what God has done in our lives, even the worst days are the best days. And this is the state of mind that David was in. A man who felt and sang everything with conviction. The joyous song of praise to the Lord. See, these words weren't stale or dry when David sang them. They were full of life and energy. It was part of his worship. And if you don't remember, and if you can recall, David was accustomed to dancing and disrobing before the Lord when he worshiped. So much so that one of his wives, Michal, did not approve and criticize him. And because of that criticism, she became barren and could not bear children. Now, when a guy dances as he worships God, it's not dry or monotonous, but with passion and love. And David sang with joy. A deep desire to let God know and everyone else who could hear how much he received God's blessings and to want to praise the Lord. David was blessed and counting his blessings. Amen. And in verse 3, he forgives all your sin and heals all your diseases. One of the most fundamental experiences a Christian has to go through to understand who Jesus is in their life is to know that they're in a right relationship with God. To know that your sins are forgiven. That you can have peace with God. Is a basic need every man, woman, and child must face to have that life with God.
是每个男女小孩必须要的一个基本需要，也是要我们来面对神的。
Not of their works, but because of what Jesus has done.
不是凭着我们的工作行为，乃是因为耶稣所为我们做的一切。
And the truth is, we are all guilty in judgment and our need of a Savior.
事实上，我们都是在审判中都是有罪，我们需要一位救主。
Because our enemy doesn't have to accuse us of much to see our own depravity and our own sinfulness. The devil doesn't have to lie when we come before the Lord, for God already knows that we are sinners and that we are full of faults in all of our lives. This is something no Christian can overcome. This is the reality of anyone who praises the name of Jesus. That we are sinners and that we need a Savior. We have a Father who loves us. A Father who cares for us so much. He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes shall not perish, but have everlasting life. We have one on our behalf, Jesus Christ. When we are in front of Him before judgment, He will raise His pierced hands. He will show His broken body. And He say, I love you and I forgive you. That there is no stain of sin on this one. And in fact, any of you who call upon the name of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, Jesus will say,
耶稣会说,
though they were like scarlet,
他们罪虽然像猪红,
they have been washed as of like snow. Jesus says, you belong to me.
耶稣说,
and that's what David is saying here.
这就是这,
he understands that God forgives, that he loves us and that he saves us through Jesus Christ.
他明白三次宽恕了我们罪，他借着耶稣基督救了我们。
But he also sees believers as people who have been made whole because of their relationship with God. Verse 3 continues, who heals all your diseases.
第三节继续说,
so it's kind of strange.
是有点奇怪,
but remember, David is dressing his soul.
记得大卫正在针对他的灵魂在说话。
So what kind of healing is he speaking of?
那他在这里讲的是怎么样的一个医治呢?
Is it a physical healing that's spoken here?
他是讲到身体康复吗?
Amen. I believe to a certain extent, amen.
可能是。
This summer, my father had a scare.
这个暑假,
we thought it was cancer.
我们爸爸，我们以为他得了癌症。
We had everybody pray.
我们全家来祷告。
And pray.
我们祷告。
And I never felt closer to my father until that scare.
就知道那种让人很惊吓的时候。
In fact, so much so I... While I was on the phone with him, I'm praying with him, and I'm shouting out, in Jesus' name, your body will be healed, and all these things. And my dad's like, why are you yelling?
在电话当中，我尖叫说，奉主耶稣的名来医治你。他问我，你为什么尖叫？
And it turns out just Hawaii medical care system is just bad.
最主要是因为电话的系统不好。
It was an infection, not cancer.
只是细菌感染，不是癌症。But in that scare, 可是让我们很惊吓。
I know that healing that God talks about.
我知道神所说到的医治。
Because if we interpret this passage correctly,
如果我们要正确地解这段经文,
it's not just simply about physical healing.
他讲到的不只是身体上的那个医治。
Because I came to the realization that my parents will die.
因为我明白到说，我有一天我的父母会死。
But what's most important?
可是更重要的是,
is that I get to see them in heaven.
我在天上会见到他们。
And that's what this is talking about.
这就是这里所提到的。
This is the proper grammatical context that we need to understand.
这是比较在正确的语法背景下来理解这段经文。
David is talking to his soul.
大卫正与他的灵魂交谈。
And the diseases of the soul.
讲到的疾病是讲到灵魂的疾病。
Sin being chief among them.
因为罪在我们当中是最主要的。
But does the soul have other diseases?
可是灵魂有别的疾病吗?
Absolutely it does.
当然有。
How many of you guys have fear in your
heart? 谁有恐惧?
How many of you guys have doubt in your
谁有怀疑?
Heart? 谁有怀疑? How many of you guys lack faith sometimes?
谁会没有沮丧?
How many of you guys ever face depression?
会不会跟...
Anger, lust, hate, jealousy, greed, pride.
会面对愤怒、欲望、憎恨、骄傲、贪婪。
The list goes on and on.
清单一直在继续。
And all these soul diseases...
这些灵魂的疾病
can trace, be traced back all to the first and fallen nature of man and when sin entered the world.
都可以追溯到我们堕落的本性跟罪的影响。
And we have been suffering ever since.
自此之后我们一直都在受伤。
But God gave us permanent healing that we can overcome.
但上帝给我们灵魂永久的医治。
Psalms 147:3 says he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds.
诗篇147篇3节说, 他医好伤心的人,裹好他们的伤处。
Now, I shared this with my youth group.
我跟青少年分享。
And I want you guys to know a little bit more about me.
我也希望你们多认识我。
This is why I became a Christian.
这是因为为什么我成为一个基督徒。
I had loving moms and dad who took me to work school every day.
我有亲爱父母带我去学校。
And as soon as they dropped me off,
当他们把我放在学校的时候,
my nightmare began.
我就开始,
every day,
每一天,
I was bullied.
我被人家欺负,
every day,
我被人家欺凌,
I was picked on.
每个人就会欺负我。
Every day, I had to fight to survive.
每一天我都要挣扎, 为了就是生存。
I'm not joking when I say fight.
我不是开玩笑说我必须殴打。
I was under special motivation program.
我是在一个特别的节目的里面。
SMP for short.
SMP.
But it stood for anger management.
最主要就是关于我的愤怒，要来控制我的愤怒。
Because everyone asked me, why are you fighting every day?
因为每个人问，为什么你每天都打架？
And I couldn't have an answer.
我没有答案。
I just felt all alone.
我觉得好孤单。
And that no one supported me.
没有人支持我。
That all changed.
那一天改变了。
When I met Jesus.
当我认识了主耶稣基督。
For the first time in my life.
第一次在我的生命当中。
I had peace.
我有平安。
I didn't feel by myself.
我不觉得孤单。
I didn't feel like I had to fight by myself.
我不觉得自己必须。
In fact, I felt like I didn't have to fight anymore.
我甚至感受到我不需要再挣扎。
And that's my experience.
那是我的经历.
When I came into Jesus,
当我来到耶稣基督,
everything that was broken about me,
一切关于破碎的我,
He put together in His hands,
他把它完整地放在他的手中,
into the man you see today.
成为你今天所看到的人,
for better or worse.
是好是坏.
Verse 4. Life in relationship with God is meaningful.
与上帝有关系的生命是富有意义的.
Who redeems your life from the pit of crowns with crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth would be renewed like eagles.
他救赎你的命脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕，他用美物使你所得的知足，以致你如鹰返老还童.
Because you see verse 4,
第四节,
is a concluding statement.
是一个结论的陈述.
It states, because He forgives our sins, because He gives us relationship, because He heals our soul diseases. Verse 5, then we have a meaningful life.
因为他宽恕了我们的罪，因为他赐给我们关系，因为他医治了我们的疾病，然后我们看到生命是有意义的。
This verse could be understood as He keeps your life from going to waste.
这段经文可以被理解的时候，他使我们的生命不被浪费。
Because the sad truth is, how many of us waste years of our lives on things in the long run that really don't count?
遗憾的是，我们很多人把这些年的日花费在一些从长远看来不算数的一些事情上。
We spend our days chasing after temporal things in pursuit of things that will not last.
我们花时间去追逐一些自暂的事情。
Because I can tell you for a fact,
我可以告诉你,
I never regretted an F that I got. Not that I got them. I got a D minus.
我没有后悔我拿到一个F。
I learned that in seminary, D is for diploma.
我在神学院学到D是有一个证书。
I cannot be a doctorate student. My grades aren't good enough.
我绝对不是一个博士后的一个学生。
Well, there are other things.
可是有别的事情。
What college we go to? You'll never think about that once you get into the job market.
你上哪里去哪里上大学？你一到工作场合，你不会去想这些事。
We often think about how much money we can make.
我们会想我们赚了多少钱。
And the things that we chase, whether it's cars, homes, or other material things.
我们所追求的一物质，车子、房子。
And the truth is, we wake up one day,
有一天我们醒过来,
empty, tired, and feeling like there's no use going on.
发现自己的空虚、疲倦，感觉没有用处。
In fact, the truth is, we end up feeling betrayed because the things that we work so hard in our life, we've put all our efforts and all our energy to obtain this one thing, often fail us to bring us joy.
事实上，我们最终感到被
fail to bring us satisfaction.
背叛了，因为我们努力所做的没有办法给我们渴望的满足。
And we question ourselves.
我们开始质问自己,
what am I living for?
到底我生命的意义是什么?
Because the world doesn't offer any hope or anything meaningful for those who are living. Money, material things, power, position, these simply won't do.
金钱、物质、权力、地位、事物,
in fact, the only things those things do for us is distract us on what God's purpose is in our lives.
反而这些事情唯一能做就是分散我们的注意力。
They are a means, yes, but they are not the purpose.
他们可能有价值，可是没有意义。
They give no meaning except for the value we put into them.
他们没有任何意义，但我们却将所有的价值都投入在当中。
And I know this is a hard pill to swallow for most Asians.
我知道对很多的亚洲人，这些事情是很难消化的。
Because I can tell you my own personal experience.
我可以跟你分享我个人的经历。
There were only a few jobs I could have.
我只能找到一些工作而已。
Growing up, I was either going to be a doctor,
长大的时候,
a lawyer,
我可能是律师,
an engineer,
医生, 或者是工程师,
right? And not much other options if you're growing up Asian in America. And there was only a certain couple of schools that I could go to. UCLA.
UCLA.
Berkeley.
Berkeley.
Stanford.
Stanford.
Never went to any of those schools. And I'm still okay. Because other than the value that we put into the material things, they have no meaning. God gives His people purpose in living. He gives us meaning. He keeps our lives from going to waste. The truth is, our lives have eternal purpose now. And all the lives that are lived not in Christ are only a shell of what life is supposed to be intended for. Amen. And this is the benefit in knowing who God is. That your life and my life counts. That we're not just living to consume and to live in vain. That we have eternal significance. And this is why David is praising the Lord. Verse 5 says,
第五节说道,
He satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth would be renewed like eagles.
他用美物使你所愿的得以知足,
In other words, He gives us satisfaction.
以致就是说,
Satisfaction in an old age.
在年老的时候,
Now we had our Thanksgiving dinner.
我们有一个圣诞节晚餐,
and,
感恩节晚餐,
and although my older brother in China couldn't be here,
虽然我比较年长哥哥在中国没有办法跟我们在一起,
we still had the rest of the family together.
我们其他的家的人都在一起,
and you know one of the purposes, and I know my dad takes great joy in,
其中一个目的, 而我父亲是很喜乐做这件事,
when he sees his sons and daughters,
他看到他的儿女们,
and grandchildren,
还有他的孙子们,
and you know that is the truth.
这就是事实,
family is the blessing from God.
家庭就是上帝给我们的祝福,
and as my father stood through three generations of Lees, he was overwhelmed with pride.
当我父亲看到我们子子孙孙的时候, 他是感到非常的高傲, 骄傲,
That's the satisfaction in old age.
就是在年老的时候的那种满足感,
Not about what kind of house I live in,
不是我所住的房子,
what kind of car I drive,
不是我开的车子,
my position in work,
不是我在工作上的地位,
how much money I make,
我有多少钱,
True joy comes from seeing your offspring grow into godly men and women.
真正的满足就是看到你的子子孙孙在主里面敬虔,
and that's why I'm most thankful to my father and mother.
现在我非常感谢我的父母,
because regardless of your age,
也不管你的年龄,
no matter where you walk and how you walked upon this earth,
不管你在这世界上是怎么走, 走了多久,
the only satisfaction we can truly have,
唯一可以得到真正的满足,
is knowing that we're in a right relationship with God.
就是知道说我们跟上帝有正确的关系。
So in conclusion,
总结,
how about you?
你呢?
How are you living with your relationship with God?
你跟上帝的关系如何?
Is it like David?
是否像大卫一样?
Because the truth is, if you cannot but help but praise God from your deepmost inside,
如果你是的话, 你会像大卫一样, 也不得从内心来赞美神,
then you don't possess the passion David had.
你要拥有大卫所有的激情,
because that same passion
同样的一个热情,
is all about the love we have from the saving grace of God.
因为我们被神所爱,
so the meaning of thanksgiving is reflected
感恩节的意义,
with adoration, sacrifice, and praise.
是在于我们在生活当中的赞美牺牲,
Simply put, offering God our lives.
简单的说就是把我们的生命,
That's the only true thanksgiving.
这是唯一感恩节真正的意义。
Thanksgiving is a grateful language to God. It is an act of worship.
感恩节对上帝来说是一种感恩的语言,
是一种敬拜的行为。 Because the true meaning of thanksgiving focuses upon relationship.
感恩节的意义是在于集中在关系上。
Thanksgiving is a relationship between God and man.
感恩节是上帝与人的关系。
Thanksgiving recognizes God as being faithful.
感恩节承认上帝是信实的。
And to say thank you for the blessings you have given us.
为他所赐给我们祝福来感谢他。
Philippians 4:6 says it this way. In everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
腓立比书第4章6节说到, 只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢。
Thanksgiving is an attitude.
感恩是一种内心的态度。
It reinforces our intimate relationship with God.
可以加强我们与上帝亲密的关系。
I know this to be true, and those of you who are parents here, you guys know this to be true.
我们在父母的大家，这是事实。
When you give your child something that they really want,
当你给小孩他所要真正要的礼物,
how do they act?
他是有这样一些,
I love you so much, thank you, thank you, thank you.
他会达到的我很爱你, right? 他会这样的激励激动。
And that's when we say thank you to God. It's that same thing. Not so much for Keone, but with Kyla.
我的小女儿,
she runs up to me and says, Thank you, Daddy, I love you so much.
她会跟我讲, 感谢你, 父亲, 我非常爱你。
And that's what that relationship is.
这就是我们所到以大卫以上帝的关系。
So how do you praise him?
你是怎么样赞美神?
David said, I will praise him from all that is within me.
大卫说, 我会用我内在的一切来赞美他。
That means I will praise him with my attitudes, my action, my family, my finances.
这表示他会用我的态度、我的行为、我的家庭、我的财务。
My words and my work.
我的言语和工作。
My faith and my relationship.
我的信仰和我的关系。
My voice and my vocation.
我的声音跟我的职业。
My church.
我的教会,
my children,
我的孩子,
my hobbies,
我的爱好,
and my habits.
和我的习惯,
in other words, I will praise him with everything that is within me.
就是说我会用我在内心的一切来赞美他。
I will praise him not only with word, but with my actions.
我不仅是用言语, 更是用行为来赞美他。
I praise him with everything.
我用我内在的一切来赞美他。
When was the last time you considered all that he benefited you with?
你最后一次思考神的恩典是什么时候?
Do you enjoy your homes, your families, your lives?
你享受你的家庭、你的房子吗?
Let me ask
你的生命吗?
You, have you ever experienced forgiveness?
你有经历过被饶恕吗?
Are you living a meaningful and satisfied life?
你在过一个有意义、有满足感的人生吗?
Does your soul still have diseases that needed to be healed?
当你的灵魂还有疾病要被医治吗?
And last question before I close.
最后一个问题,
are you living with eternal purpose?
你是不是活在有永恒的意义?
Be thankful in everything.
在凡事要来感恩。
Pray with me.
跟我一起祷告。
Gracious Father in heaven, as we remember this season of thanksgiving,
当我们纪念感恩的季节的时候,
help us to have this attitude of gratitude.
帮助我们有感激的这样态度。
That we can see you in every aspect of our lives.
在我们生命的每一个环节都看到你。
That you are a deep and personable God.
你是我们个人的神。
That loves us so much.
你如此的爱我们。
That wants to be a part of everything in our lives.
你要成为我们生命的一切的部分。
Help us to see that, Lord.
帮助我们看到这一些。
That we may be fully transparent.
我们在你万年万天是透明的。
And accountable to your purposes.
我们都对你一切来负责。
Instill into us this passion.
把这样的一个激情放在我们里面,
as David did.
就像大卫一样,
to praise the Lord, O my soul.
要赞美我的灵魂, 要赞美主,
and worship his holy name.
也要来称颂你的名。
Thank you, Father.
感谢天父。
We thank you for this season.
我们为了季节来感谢你。
We thank you for the reason.
我们为这个季节来感恩。
For the blessings you give us.
也为着你给我们的一些祝福来感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.